who have just joined the call, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. A tough finish to the regular season for your team, playing number 1 and number 2, and you've fallen a close game to Northeastern and then 92-70 to Hofstra. Just before we talk about the week ahead, just give me your impressions on your team's performance in the two games last week.
Well, the two teams we played are really good. You know, Northeastern is an older, experienced group that thought it was a very competitive game. They made some shots down the stretch to break the game open, a two-point game with about, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to go. I thought we battled. We had some opportunities to take the lead, miss some open shots. And then Saturday, senior day, you know, tough day for us. I thought Hofstra played very well. They're older. They're experienced. God, they can score the basketball. So, you know, a tough weekend stretch, not being able to get one of those, but gives us an opportunity to get some rest and regroup this week, refreshed, and get back to a good week of practice to try to improve.
Well, one of the guys certainly with a big week for your team was your freshman Ithiel Horton, averaged 21 for the week, 10 threes, 26 in that game against Hofstra. Mm-hmm. We've talked about him on the call, but how have you just seen him grow as this year has gone on?
Well, he's getting more confident in his ability to make an impact at this level. I think when he when we recruited him, we knew he had a high ceiling as a basketball player. His ability to make shots was very attractive to us on the high school circuit. But I do think he's gotten more and more confident, developed, grown as not just a shot maker, but a guy that can put on the floor. We need his aggressiveness on the offensive end. I thought middle part of the CAA season, he maybe hit a wall a little bit as a freshman. And I think our bye week came at a good time to kind of get him back into a good place on the offensive end. And we need him to score the basketball. We want him to be aggressive. Obviously, he can really stretch the floor as a shot maker. I think he's an improving defender. It's an area of you know, improvement for him as he continues to progress in this league. But, again, I couldn't be more happy with what he's been able to give us consistently this year. And, you know, we're going to need him this weekend if we're going to have a chance.
Kevin Anderson back on the floor for you on Saturday and comes up with 7 points and 6 assists. What's the biggest impact having him back in the lineup for you?
Well, it gives us depth. You know, we're a little shorthanded on the perimeter where you're having to ride Ryan Allen, Darian Bryant, Ithiel Horton. We didn't have really a perimeter sub, so obviously with Kev back in the lineup and really our point guard, you know, it was disappointing to lose him for 4 games. I thought he was kind of coming into his own as a guy in his first go-around in CAA play. He's still a freshman when it comes to experience in conference play, but he was starting to find himself, scoring the basketball, running a team, really defending. So obviously it's great for us knowing that we have all hands on deck as we head down to Charleston this weekend.
Got a media question if you'll get that for us, Leticia.
Thank you, and you do have a question from the line of John Tito's HoopsHD.com.
Good morning, Coach. I assume it wasn't a coincidence that you had a double-double from Eric in the win over William & Mary and he didn't play in the loss. What do you expect out of him in game number 3, and how does he match up well with Nathan Knight?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a big loss for us not having him when we played down at William & Mary, you know, obviously with their size and what Knight's been able to do around the basket. You know, obviously having a fifth-year guy, our offense flows through Eric Carter. We want to be able to make the William & Mary and Knight work on the defensive end, but also just his size and being able to, you know, make Knight work offensively for everything. You know, he's been, Knight's playing at an elite level right now. He's really scoring the basketball. He's been a big focal point of their offense lately. But obviously, we're better when Eric Carter is on the floor. So we're going to need him to be ready to go and make an impact on both ends of the floor.
Martin, your team is won a tournament game each of the last couple of years. This group is the 5 seed, the highest Delaware has been in a little while. What are some keys for your team to have some continued success this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us the last 2 years, it's been great to win a game and kind of stay a little longer and experience the conference tournament. You know, we're heading down there Thursday evening to get down there and hopefully get a good couple of days of practice. But, you know, I do think it's a group that has experienced some success. They want to stay longer. They know we have an unbelievable challenge against a really good basketball team on Sunday in William & Mary. But for a Ryan Allen, an Eric Carter, a Darian Bryant, key guys that have been with us for a couple of years, you know, they don't want to just be a one-hit wonder. They like to go down there, and we're going to take it one game at a time and kind of have our one-day tournaments and see if we can play well. And if we advance, we'll talk about the next opponent on Monday. But I do think it gives us some confidence going down there, having experienced it, played in that building, had some success, won a game. And, you know, they're already kind of starting to talk about it as they get out on the practice floor and in the locker room about, hey, let's go down there, and we got nothing to lose. We're going to have fun. We've experienced it. You know, we were down in Charleston already. We had an extended stay down there because we got stuck down there with some tough travel getting back to campus. So I do think it's good. We'll get down there. We'll get our good practice reps. We'll experience Charleston, and then we'll be ready to go on Sunday afternoon.
You certainly, in your past at Notre Dame, you've been on teams that have had long runs, not only in conference tournaments but NCAA tournaments. What makes a good tournament team?
You know, I think, you know, leadership, older guys. You know, I think this is a new season for everybody, and for us to be able to have a week to kind of clean up some areas and focus on some things on both sides of the ball. But we got to go down there being a confident group. We're going to be loose. We're going to have fun. I want our guys to be able to experience the tournament and really believe in each other. You know, it's a great thing about March. Anything can happen. And for us, you know, we've had a tough stretch to finish, that it's amazing what one win could do for a group from a confidence standpoint. So we're going to have fun, travel down there, enjoy Charleston, get back to work this week, and see what happens.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for the time today and all year long, and I look forward to seeing you in Charleston in a few days.
All right, see you soon, Rob. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.